Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is doing well. 68 degrees outside. Feels pretty good out there. A little overcast. Maybe a little rain headed this way, but it will be pretty light in nature. In studio with us this morning from the CRMC Foundation is Lisa Keene and Teresa Baker. Ladies, good morning. Welcome to the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, a couple of things that you guys do want to talk about, and one of them is the scholarship that you guys are offering, correct?
Correct. So I have with me this morning Teresa Barker. She's the oldest sibling of the Best family. Oh, no, wait. You're not the oldest.
No, I'm not the oldest.
You are not the oldest. I will get in trouble for that. Are you third?
I'm the third, yes.
Third of four?
Yes.
Third of four siblings, and they started the Best Family Scholarship a few years back, and this scholarship goes to regionally support those that are entering the healthcare field. I think if there's anything we have learned in this last year, or that's been re-emphasized in this last year, is that we need more people in healthcare. We need to continue to support our folks that choose to go into that field. And so this scholarship is a great example of a family coming together and deciding to support students on their mission to pursue their healthcare career. So
this idea was a dream that me and my sisters had starting in 2008. And in 2011, it kind of came to life. I've worked at CRMC for 30 years. Two of my other sisters had worked at CRMC also. And my surgery family that I worked with many years gave me as a present when I received my MBA $202. That was the start of our scholarship in 2011. We named it the Best Medical Scholarship Fund in memory of my father, which passed away in 2002 from lung cancer, and in honor of my mother that is still with us today. Dad raised four girls. Poor man needed some kind of credit, and us girls decided that we would do this to really honor our dad. Since the start of it, we started giving scholarships out in 2014, and to date, we have given 12 scholarships out for a total of $12,000. The scholarships go in the four-state area to anyone that has been accepted into a medical program. We have given to medical school student, nursing, surgical technologist, and I think this year we might have given to a radiology tech that is going to school at Labette. So we're very proud of our scholarship.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and I think a great example of how people can come together, set their minds on doing something fabulous, and grow this. And Teresa and her sisters put in a lot of hard work for this. One of the things that they do to raise money for this is their annual mom sale. And so we want to make sure that to let you know that that is coming up September 17th through the 19th. And that during that time, you can come buy mums from the hospital parking lot. And all of the proceeds from those sales go to support the scholarship. So the Best Family hit kind of a big marker this year in that they were able to endow some funds, which means that basically for the rest of perpetuity, we'll be giving out Best Family scholarships. That's a huge deal for them. We were able to make that investment, and the principal of their donation will be protected, and we will award scholarships based on the interest of what we have off that fund. But they're not content with that. They're going to keep building and growing the fund as long as Teresa's back can hold out.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but a great thing to come out and get some beautiful mums and support the scholarship all at the same time. They were able to up their award this year to three scholarship recipients from they've typically given two. And that's another amazing testament of their generosity and just how much they care about healthcare and about the healthcare industry. So we can announce our scholarship winners, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So we have a independent scholarship committee that sets down and looks at the scholarships. We had 10 applicants this year, and we have about six different volunteers from all over. Luckily, you know, if one thing has happened from COVID, we've learned how to work virtually. And so we had a couple of Zoom meetings. We have a physician from over in Missouri. We have a couple of nurses that are throughout Oklahoma sit on this committee. And they were able to evaluate those applications. And we have three lucky winners. So the first one is Jamie Vineyard. Jamie's been a recipient before. And she is pursuing her, I don't want to state this wrong, doctorate of nursing practice. Jamie's been employed at CRMC and done a lot of different things, but right now she's doing her clinical work in Bartlesville, I think is what she told me. And we're excited that the Best family continues to support her in her pursuit of that. Our second recipient is Maria Payne, and Maria is from Oswego, Kansas, currently attending Labette for a radiological tech job, which works in the medical imaging department. I'm not going to go too deep into that because I'll mess it up. but we're excited for her and to have somebody kind of in a little bit different field than what has happened in the past. And then Olivia Van Ann is also pursuing her Bachelor of Science in Nursing at Rogers State University. Olivia is from Coffeyville and currently works at CRMC and is doing great things and trying to get her her Bachelor of Science in Nursing. So a little bit of variety there, but three very good candidates who wrote amazing essays. Goes to show you still need to listen to your English teacher so that you can write some good stuff. They also submitted transcripts and some other things. We have a scholarship rubric that we use to kind of decide who gets what. So great to celebrate those three ladies on their pursuit of healthcare careers.
And three very deserving recipients. So congratulations to them for getting the scholarship. And again, you said the way one of the ways you raise funds for it is the mum cell. And you said it's the 17th to the 19th. Where are the times for the cell?
So I think Teresa basically lives there during that time. but we have times from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on September 17th and 18th.
On Saturday, September 19th, we're gonna go from 8 to 10. We're going to try to wrap it up shortly after 10, for sure by noon. I try to clean the parking lot after we get done so that CRMC doesn't even know that we've been there. But if you've ever been out there, you see all kinds of beautiful, beautiful mums. You're able to pick many varieties, many colors. We're very proud of the mum cell. It actually was my mother's idea to start that, and it has just went big guns since we got started. We also do a chocolate sale in the around November, and then my family, which this is a private deal, we have a family auction at Christmas time where we make homemade items and we bring in money for that from our family auction and turn it in on the scholarship. So we're really proud about the three different ways we've been able to raise the money. And, you know, it's really neat seeing that a dream come true of just a small idea. And if the community or four-state area did not support us with how we raise this money, we could not do it. So we appreciate everyone's help.
So, again, you guys are doing a great job with that. And of course, that is the best scholarship. Again, we already had the three recipients announced. And, again, congratulations to them. If anybody has any questions, though, maybe any more questions about the scholarship, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so they can contact me at CRMC. I have an easy email address if you want to email foundation@crmcinc.org. Or they can give me a call. My direct line is 620-252-1674. So anytime they have questions about this scholarship or about other scholarships or things that we're doing with CRMC Foundation, they can definitely contact me. One thing we wanted to note, because I think this is an incredible price for these mums, is that we are selling these mums for $12.50 a piece.
Wow, that's amazing.
And these are big mums.
Oh, they're gigantic mums. Everyone is very surprised at the size of these mums. We also are going to bring in some coxcombs, which is a kind of a velvety plant that will reseed itself. There's another plant that I am going to bring in. It'll be new this year, and I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry. And then we'll also have some tricolored mums that we'll bring in. All those others are kind of limited on how many we're going to have, but it's kind of first come, first serve basis on. So come out Thursday, the 17th, and you'll have the first pick.
Yes, to get first pick.
There we go. So be sure to get out there for the mum sale. And like you said, gigantic mums and only $12.50. That's amazing, an amazing price. Well, ladies, I appreciate you guys coming in today. I loved the story that you told about how this scholarship was made. And we would love to see you in again if you have anything else you would like to bring up.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.